Assalamualaikum, man Zaki. Guten Tag, bonjour, buenos dias, bon dia, good day. How are you all doing? Guys, before you criticize my voice, let's all establish something that is very truthful. My voice today is salesy. It's not sexy, it's salesy. It's a higher form of sexy. Don't ask me what is wrong with it. I have no idea. I think it's a mixture of just singing songs that are a bit beyond my vocal capacity, and also just, you know, having a lot of fun shouting, screaming, and a sufficient amount of lack of rest. you noticed the oxymoron there, didn't you? Anyways, today's podcast, I would like to talk about drive. And I would like to say that this podcast is greatly inspired by Paul Bafoboni, or should we call him Xavier, or whatever name he chooses next. And also, I mean, his motivation is primarily from the fact that he's also driven by a very wonderful friend of mine called Selena. So, shout out to both of them. But today, before I actually start this podcast, I would like to say a happy birthday to Domi Reita. Domi, one of my favorite people. I met this young lady not long ago, but she's distinguished herself, and I just admire her. I mean, she's probably the youngest person reading a master's program that I know of, personally. Probably the most intelligent. But beyond that, she's a really fun person with somewhat of a few guitar skills here and there. So we'll take it like that. So happy birthday to her, guys. Feel free to visit her Instagram page or Facebook page, or I don't know, if you know her personally, then please do wish her. If you don't know her and you know Selena like Paul, then I mean, you can just wish her happy birthday through Selena as well. Drive. We look at the greatest people in this world and we wonder, how do they achieve what they've achieved? We look at what they have accomplished and we ask ourselves, do they not have the same 24 hours we have in a day? Great people like Michael Jordan, Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, Mike Tyson, the great Muhammad Ali. Let's even go into the world of racing. I mean, Lewis Hamilton. All the great men who have achieved and accomplished things that some of us can only dream of and hope to achieve in this lifetime. Some have achieved so much in such a short amount of time, it's almost unbelievable, the likes of Vusi Tembakwayo, probably the greatest in Africa. You see, these are people that we look at and we observe and we ask ourselves, what drives them? The question, what drives them, is a very valid question, because if you ask yourself, what drives them? Once we're able to figure out how they're able to find their drive, then we could as well just extrapolate that and apply it to our lives to ensure that we can achieve similar results. Now, bear in mind, the results are not going to be the same. They are going to be equitable or equivalent. That is simply to say that Michael Jordan can achieve what he can achieve because of his environment. Yes, his drive played a fundamental role in everything that he's achieved, but so did his environment, so did genetics, so did a lot of other things. But today, for what it's worth, let's try to explore drive. Let's see what drive is all about. I have this analogy where I say that human beings to me are like cars. Cars have the potential to go long distances all by themselves. No, they don't. Cars have the potential to go long distances, but only if they are driven. Someone will say, oh Prince, you know, we are going into the world where cars are going to be programmable. Yes. Whenever we get to that level where cars are programmable, we will still be the drivers. Because a driver is a person who determines where the car goes. Simply, the driver is the person who determines where the car goes. So in as much as the car in itself has a potential to travel miles and thousands of kilometers, without a driver, the car is quote-unquote nothing. So I wonder, if we human beings, per my analogy, if we are like cars, then it means that we also have the potential to go as far as any human being has gone, or even farther. The question is, what is really driving us, or who is driving us? During one of the conversations I was having with Paul, and honestly, I must say, Paul, for his age, is quite philosophical. I keep telling him that this philosophy that he has is not needed in a part of Africa that we are growing up in, but that's just for jokes. I really admire his sense of depth. You know, he was talking about origin story and how we were actually having a conversation on how rich parents can feel disappointed in their kids because they see this lack of drive that they had in their children. You see, once I heard someone make a statement, show me a great man who is the son of a great man. And I didn't quite understand the phenomenon or the concept the person was trying to put across. It's simply this. Show me a great man who is the son of a great man. Show me a person with so much drive who comes from a place where he needed not to have that amount of drive. Because if you look at people who have accomplished so much, you realize that one, either they were creating stories like Michael Jordan in their minds that were not necessarily true, or they had real stories that pushed and drove them. Personally, when I look at my life, I don't think it's such a mystery that I'm so driven. I don't come from a place where there was abundance. So obviously, growing up, all you're trying to achieve is you're trying to make the mullah. You're trying to make the luba. You're trying to make the money. You're trying to get what you never had growing up. You're trying to have all the things your parents could never provide for you. You're trying to be able to provide that at least for your children. That is what you're aspiring to do. But let's flip the script. Assuming I came from a family where there was always enough. There was never a lack. I always had what I wanted. And what really is going to drive me? Because at the end of the day, I mean, if I know I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a pharmacist, I'm going to be a lawyer, and my career path is well structured, I mean, I'm not going to be extremely rich. I'm going to make average amount of money, or even above average, well above average per our conditions and our setting here in Africa. Why should I be driven to achieve and accomplish more? It is for these reasons that I so admire people like Mark Zuckerberg and the others, who, despite coming from a place of comfort, still strive, because they continually do that. They still strive to create. They strive to create something greater each day. What drives you? What is your source of motivation? Because for some people, it's easy for them to wake up in the morning and just, you know, and I always like to tell the story of my mom. There was a period of time where I wouldn't see my mom when I woke up, because she would have already left for work, and she would come back very late. I mean, so for a very long period of time, my elder brother, that's Richard, played the father role, or the mother and father role in my life. And that is simply because I look back now and I totally get it. I totally understand it. It makes a lot of sense. Who was going to do that for her? Nobody was coming to save her. There was no cavalry coming to rescue her. She was her own knight in shining armor. She was a person who had to go and struggle and suffer and make ends meet for the family. Isn't it not funny how time flies? Because now I find myself in the exact same position, and someone will ask me, why are you so driven? God damn it. How can I afford to not be driven? How? So for people who came from okay backgrounds or comfortable backgrounds, like Michael Jordan, he tells a story of how he would create stories in his mind of things that were not real. But these stories would push him to outperform the others. You see, because once you create a story in your mind of there being an enemy you're fighting against, then yes, you can outperform the others. Of course, it's not something I recommend. I think there are better ways. And perhaps in next week's podcast, I would go into depth on this, on how to actually be auto-motivated when you don't have a real-life story that motivates you. We'll talk about that in next week's podcast. Until then, take care of yourselves, guys. Stay safe. And remember, what drives you determines how far you will go. What drives you determines how much you're willing to give up. As usual, feel free to let me know your thoughts on drive. And if you find yourself in a place where you lack motivation and you'd want to have a conversation on motivation, please do all too. Contact me through Instagram at The Prince Tego or on LinkedIn at The Prince Tego, on Twitter as well, on all social media platforms actually at The Prince Tego. Let's have a conversation there. Till we meet next time, until you hear from me again. Cheers, stay safe.